Let's talk with Rodney Orr for a couple of minutes. Tider Insider, recruiting analyst, editor, founder, TiderInsider.com. Rodney, welcome into the game here in Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well.
Hey, Ryan. I am doing well.
National Signing Day. Does this get your blood pumping a little bit from the excitement around National Signing Day?
Well, not as much as it used to, I guess, but that kind of comes with age, I think, Ryan.
How many does this make for you covering National Signing Day?
Covering it? I go way back. You know, I covered it as a TV sportscaster many years, probably 30 years. But following it, it goes back 40 years. So it's been a while, almost 40 years.
Yeah, it's crazy when you think about it. And look at the excitement. I know social networks, websites like yours, TiderInsider.com, it brings out where this sport has amplified, because I call it another sport. I mean, you look at college football, it's popular. Recruiting is just as popular as any other sport here in Tuscaloosa.
It definitely is. I mean, I think it's certainly something that, you know, for years, Ryan, I remember when I first started following it, and, you know, you kind of get caught up in it. There's a lot of excitement, you know, about new players and, you know, the future. I think that's certainly obviously the indication that you get when you sign a class is, you know, the potential for the future. But, you know, I think, you know, one thing we kind of went, if you really step back and look at it, and having the opportunity, you know, to follow as many years as I've had, you know, the key is, you know, a lot of these guys that are rated higher maybe aren't necessarily that much better than some of the other guys. So it really comes down to, you know, the attitude that those players that you bring in, what they have, how they you know, kind of their mindset and what you do with that, how you develop, you know, the players that you get. And I think that's the key. And I think when you look at Alabama, you look at Nick Saban right now, they do as good a job as anybody in the country in terms of the guys they bring in, developing them to their fullest potential.
Damian Harris, as we are now talking, is the 19th signee of the 2015 class for the University of Alabama. He's a big-time running back. Break down this young man. What do you see in Damian Harris?
I like him a lot, Ryan. I think when you look at him, a lot of people questioned his ability in terms of not necessarily his ability, but the you know, the opposition he faced, the competition he faced in the state of Kentucky. But he really, you know, against the best competition there is in the country, when he went in the Under Armour game, he certainly showed that he was a top-notch prospect. I think when you look at him, he's got a knack for the game. He's got all the natural instincts of a running back, great, great vision, can cut back, has excellent speed in the open field, tremendous ability to make people miss. I just think he's a complete package as a running back. I think, you know, and I initially had some questions, but once I had an opportunity to really watch him a little bit more closely, especially in those Under Armour practices in the game, you know, I was extremely impressed.
Let's go back to you know, you never know, especially when you're going into state and stealing one of their best prospects. Kendall Sheffield signed with the University of Alabama. Letter of intent has arrived. What do you see in Kendall Sheffield, and how big of a commitment was this, now a signee for Nick Saban at the defensive back position?
Well, it was huge. I mean, when you look at Kendall Sheffield, first of all, going in the state of Texas and stealing one of their, you know, elite players that the Aggies had put an extreme amount of pressure and interest in over the last several months, and especially last few weeks. You know, they hired John Chavis, who had been so successful as a defensive coordinator at LSU. They had produced a lot of, you know, top-notch defensive backs, and I think Texas A&M felt that possibly, you know, the hiring of Chavis and the commitment to defense that they're showing is, you know, something that could have swayed Kendall Sheffield. It didn't. You know, he stuck with Alabama. You're talking about a guy that has all the tools. He has good height. He has long, you know, long arms. And he's extremely quick and fast. I think, you know, when you look at him, he's a guy that Alabama thinks can come in and, you know, once he learns things, can make a, you know, early contribution.
As we get into other conversations, give me a couple of guys. Calvin Ridley, I mean, he woke up this morning, Rodney, and he was the first one who sent in his letter of intent. I mean, he must be really excited about attending the University of Alabama. This is one of those players. He was the first, so he got up early and said, hey, I'm going to be that guy. Calvin Ridley was that guy, the first letter of intent that arrived here in Tuscaloosa.
Well, I think, you know, when you talk about Calvin Ridley, Alabama was probably excited to see his you know, his letter come across, Ryan, because, you know, he's certainly, you know, a lot of people have him the number one wide receiver in the country, and, you know, there's a need there at wide receiver, I think. Obviously, Alabama does return some outstanding players that were highly regarded in their own right when they were recruited, but I think Calvin Ridley's a guy that can come in and, you know, certainly compete for early playing time next year.
I'm going to ask you this final question. We're talking to Rodney Orr, TiderInsider.com, wall-to-wall coverage of everything recruiting, because I know you want to go and watch the Dalen Charlotte commitment. Do you think he's going to roll with Alabama in your prediction?
Ryan, all indications have been that Dalen Charlotte will, you know, recommit and sign with Alabama. You know, he originally did commit to Alabama, a lot of pressure there in Louisiana, but, you know, all the indications have been that Charlotte will sign with Alabama today.
We're going to talk to Lester Cotton in about 10 minutes. Help me break down him from a prospect, somebody that I know that you've seen several times.
Let me just put it to you this way. I like Coach Dennis Connor at Tuscaloosa Central. I've known him for 30-plus years. I used to be a sportscaster in Jackson, Mississippi. When he played at Jackson State, he was a good player. There was a lot of talent on the Jackson State. They had a couple of first-round draft picks on that team that he played. He knows what a football player looks like. Talked to him on the phone almost 2 years ago, and he told me, listen, I got to tell you about this guy we got just transferred in here from East St. Louis, Illinois, named Lester Cotton. He said, I didn't even know who the kid was. He showed up. He said, had an opportunity to see him a few times. This guy is going to be a star. He said he has as much potential as any offensive lineman I've ever seen. So I think when you're talking about Lester Cotton, he has size. He has the right attitude. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, he wants to be at Alabama. I mean, that's been his goal. He committed early. He stuck to it, and I think he's a guy that can be a tremendous player, whether he ends up at guard or possibly might start out at tackle.
Rodney, I think I lost you there. You might have drifted away. TiderInsider.com. It's also part of TITV with WVUA here in Tuscaloosa. Rodney, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you helping me break down recruiting here in Tuscaloosa.
Hey, Ryan. Appreciate it. Have a great one.